my performance review says I lack intensity. Apparently, my boss has never watched me eat a cheesecake.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you're not entirely satisfied with your job, here are a few ideas for you. You can quit and become a professional apologizer. That's right. Some companies or high-profile individuals who have made a public mess hire professional apologizers to help patch things up. Or how about a panda bear cuddler? That's right. The Giant Panda Protection and Research Center pays someone $32,000 a year to spend every waking hour snuggling panda cubs. You could say you pander to pandas. Then there's the professional hitchhiker. In Indonesia, those who don't have enough passengers to ride in the carpool lane just hire a hitchhiker. In Japan, the oshiya are guys who get paid to push people into trains. Then there are snake milkers, pet food testers, and dog breath sniffers. I'm not making these up. There's nothing quite like finding a job you enjoy. I've been a painter, a roofer, production artist, drywall hanger. I'm a writer now, and the nice thing about it is that I don't have to look presentable most days. I can wake up at the crack of noon, and I don't even have to fix my comb over. We have a little studio at home, so for all you know, I'm recording this in my jammies with three strands of hair hanging over my left ear. I spent my childhood making people laugh, so it's nice to earn a living doing stuff I got into trouble for in high school. But life isn't all comb-overs and pajamas for me. Each job has its stresses, traveling isn't my thing, and I must churn out new material faster than a cheetah on rollerblades. I love to speak, but there are mornings I'd rather be a dog breath sniffer than a humorist. This week, a guy informed me that Christian humorist is an oxymoron. That's okay. This program happens because so many are down and discouraged and need a shot of hope. If I can cheer up just one of them today, there's nothing I'd rather do. Maybe you feel the way I do about your job, or maybe you'd give anything to have a new one. If so, here are three suggestions. Number one, find purpose. My son Steve spent 18 months working on a production line packing honey bottles. He kept very buzzy, but it was the same stuff over and over, day after day. He came to find joy knowing he was bringing a smile to customers. Today, each time he puts honey in his tea, he's thankful for those who work hard to get it there. He believed that his work matters to God, and as he gave it to God, his work became worship. Whatever you do, your work has meaning. Second, adjust your attitude. I know I need to. If you only work for what you can get, work will be a tyrant, not a source of joy. But when you're in it for who you can impact and how you can serve, joy comes to life at work. Colossians 3:23 tells us, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Number three, never retire. If your plan is to work hard now, looking forward to retirement when you can play golf and eat lobster, find a new plan. Hey, I love golf and lobster, but we were made to work. Genesis 2 says God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Meaningful work is in our DNA. Yes, we transition and slow as we age, but we don't stop living a life of purpose and impact. Each of us has something to give. At 85, my mom was still writing notes of encouragement. So contribute what you have. Whether you're cuddling pandas or taming teenagers, God is pleased with your work. And you should be too. Oh, I better go. Company's here. I gotta change out of these jammies.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."